post game with Terry Ward after an exceptionally satisfying 5-6 win over the Hawks in their own barn. What can we say about that one, Terry? We've come from behind. Hawks probably thought they had it won, and we've got them at the end.
Yeah, I mean, the lads showed great character there to come back. We were determined to get something out this game. You know, we only had a short bench again tonight, but so did Blackburn, to be fair. It was 12 versus 12. And I think we just a little bit fitter at the end there. Two teams were really tired at the end because they gave everything they had. And, you know, I thought we were tremendous to come back. We showed great character, you know. And you give that last shot, you want Chris Sykes on it. And sure enough, we fell to him, and sure enough, we went in the net.
It makes a change for us to be talking about, you know, us pipping somebody at the post. It seems to happen to us on quite a few occasions this year, so it must be really satisfying to have the shoe on the other foot for a change.
Yeah, it's nice for us to win by one goal instead of getting beaten by one goal. We've talked in the dressing room time and time again about it, about turning this round a little bit, you know, and we've turned it round tonight. It's not an easy place to come and play at Blackburn. They play well here, but you know, fair credit about last night. I thought they were tremendous tonight, to every last man.
Well, first period, very even game, which was reflected in the score. Second period, we looked really sluggish, lots of wayward passing, and we probably deserved to go in a couple of goals down. But the third period was just all change.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Blackburn are going to, at one time, they're going to dominate part of the game in their own rink. And that's what happened in the second period. You know, they're dominated, I think, really, to be fair, in the second period. Although we did have some chances on a breakaway a couple of times. But I think that our character showed in that third period, where we came back really, really strong at the end. And, you know, I've never seen the team work so doggedly and so hard and grind a result out like they did tonight. It's really satisfying, Carol.
Yeah. We've had, everybody's stood up and played their socks off tonight. But special mention to Dennis, he's got the Man of the Match award there. And really, he's been all over the ice.
Here it is, the guys and us, the coaching staff, we're all delighted with Dennis. You know, he works hard every game. He maybe doesn't shoot the puck enough sometimes, but Gaz Dowd had a word with him tonight, and you know, told him how it was, and told him to start shooting that puck, and he's ended up with goals tonight as well as his assists. I mean, his work rate, you see week in, you see week out, so it's great to see him score goals. I mean, a big part of the team. You see when he got his Man of the Match at the end there, how come, you know, all the other guys are really pleased for him, you know.
Well, we could mention lots of other players, but I think possibly because we've come with the short bench again, and the players that are missing are really experienced, and we've brought the kids. Ethan's done a great job again tonight. James Helen's at the back there. Our D is a bit makeshift. Jack Davies having to fill in. We've only travelled with 3D plus Jack. So really, it's been a massive team effort.
Oh, it's been a great team effort, Carol. That's what I was saying. You know, it takes a team to come back and win a game like that. And you know, them young guys have come in here. They've given everything they have. You know, and like you say, lack of experience didn't bother them that much tonight. You know, they were just trying so hard. And, you know, when the older guys see the younger guys trying like that, it lifts them too. So it was a great team performance.
This win gives us an outside chance of qualifying for the next round of the Cup now. Just a small matter of beating Solway tomorrow night.
Yeah, we know we can't go with 12 guys. Two nights running, it's going to be really difficult for us. So we're almost a couple of the other guys, you know, who've been working today, are going to be at home tomorrow and give us an extra couple of bodies that we need.
But obviously, this win gives us a massive confidence boost, especially in a rink where we tend not to get any luck at all.
No, in past years we've had no luck at you, quite right, Carol. You know, it just shows how, you know, we're playing quite well at the moment, you know. And we've just got to keep that going and keep that work rate going and keep, you know, our goal scorers are scoring goals too, so that's what it's all about.
Well, it's been a pleasure watching it, especially the third period, and hopefully we'll do it all again tomorrow.
Thanks very much, Carol.
Thank you. There's always going to be another mountain. I'm always going to want to make it move. Always going to be an uphill battle. Somebody going to have to love. With Blackburn Hawks player coach Steve Duncombe, another odd goal game here. This time it's the Stars that have come out on top. You guys are ahead at the end of the second. You possibly thought you already had it in the bag?
I think that's what happened tonight. A few of our lads are a bit flat, and well, yourselves, you were short bench, we were short bench, and then I think we felt very tied up, that you were guys were being a bit tired, and we just gear up a little bit, and you guys really wanted it. You come out in that third period and you're all over us, and we just couldn't keep up.
Well, the first period is probably a fair reflection of, you know, it was quite nip and tuck, not a whole lot of clear-cut chances.
Yeah.
And then the second period, you guys really dominated, and as you say, the Stars looked quite tired.
Yeah, we got a bit complacent, as I thought. Like you said, that second period, everyone got a bit loose and things were working out, and then I think we just got a little bit complacent and you guys showed up and come out to play that third period. Hit everything, chased us down, won every 50-50 battle. We were non-existent.
Again, we the Stars had come back to 4-4, and then you did get your noses back in front. Again, did that maybe affect the heads a little bit?
Yeah, we are guys. They just, I think when we get a goal down, heads go down. Then we get a goal up, we sort of get a little bit complacent. It's like a rollercoaster coaching this team, but I love it.
You said yourself, both teams short bench tonight, so a lot of tired bodies obviously in the dressing room. Obviously changes haven't been made to lines and stuff, so it has been one of those games where passes have gone astray because the lines are maybe not what you're used to.
Yeah, like we were mixing lines up, and it's hard when they haven't got that chemistry because they're not played with each other. But like D-wise we were fine, forwards we've been mixing up quite a bit anyway recently, so can't really blame that.
No.
I think you just purely did want it more than us.
Yeah, I think we had the opposite problem with plenty of forwards and not enough team.
Yeah, yeah.
but obviously this is coming to the end of the group stage of the cup competition now, and actually that puts the Stars in a position where we could pick the Hawks to that last cup slot. So you'll be watching tomorrow's game result with interest?
Yes, it's a place always.
Yes.
Yeah. Like I say, I don't believe in doing it after other people's success, but it would be nice to go through to the cup. But we've had two opportunities now to go through when we lost at your place and then lost again tonight. So if you don't deserve it, I'll be good.
Well, you'd be pleased to know you're seeing us again in a few weeks' time in the league. So we'll welcome you back to the forum in a couple of weeks and hopefully speak to you then.
Bye, mate.